Com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from talk radio news. My favorite, former Congressman Bob Ney, joins us. And I got to tell you, folks, he has been traveling a long way, so we're thrilled to have him on the show. He just got back from India. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks. I flew all the way back to be on your show.
Oh, I like that. So, India, tell us about India, what you did, your impressions, all that kind of stuff, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I actually did yoga over there, which is a work in progress. The yoga instructor looked at me and said, this is not a competition. And I said, thank goodness, because all these 30-year-olds are in the room, you know, like pretzels, and I'm struggling. So, anyway, I... Whenever I did that, I looked at some projects from my boss and friend, your friend Ellen Radker. The India story is front news, you know, in India about us taking the diplomat. And I've got to tell you, Secretary of State Kerry basically apologized to the Indian National Security Director. And I have to say, rightfully so, Kerry did the right thing because, yes, the lady paid $3 an hour instead of $9. I understand that. But at the end of the day, they arrested her. She is a diplomat. Whether we like it or not, they have an immunity. They arrested her and strip-searched her.
So it'd
be like, you don't pay your cleaning lady full wage. She calls the authorities, and they would take you in and strip-search you. You just don't do that with a diplomat on under this condition. You file a complaint with the embassy. So we then found out in India that we are underpaying, guess who? Indian workers for the American embassy. So anyway, hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and I think Secretary of State Kerry did the right thing. Let's take this to another level. Go after, you know, the person that's done wrong, but don't violate every protocol and create a nightmare between two countries over somebody's, you know, cleaning lady that she needs to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right on John Kerry. And for people who don't know, India's foreign minister demanded, as Bob's saying, that the U.S. drop the case against one of the diplomats who was arrested and strip searched, as Bob mentioned. This happened last week in New York. And it was India's deputy general counsel who was arrested for allegedly underpaying the nanny, as you mentioned, and committed visa fraud to get her into the United States.
Well, can you imagine if that happened and one of our diplomats was arrested for not paying a fair wage? We would be threatening to launch missiles into New Delhi. I mean, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Other than that, when you were, as you were poking around all over India and doing yoga and whatnot, what are the, I've never been to India, and there is this mystique about India. A lot of people talk about it. You know, this are a lot of films made about it. But I mean, here's kind of a question out in center field. How safe did you feel in India?
I felt very safe. I mean, extremely safe. And because my friends would email and say, I'm praying for you. You're safe. Yes, why? I said, I'm not in a movie theater in Oregon. I'm not in a classroom in Connecticut. And I'm not trying to be, you know, nasty here. But I did actually tell them that. I said, listen, stuff can happen. But when you look at America, the Indians are saying, you know, we love America. What's going on over there? So I felt very, very safe. Absolutely.
That's good to hear. Yeah, that's good to hear. And because there still is lots and lots of travel. Obviously, there's areas around India that are on the State Department website. We know that. You look at a map. But
Pakistan.
Just India. Yes, yes. Just India itself is very, very safe. I've heard the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It's interesting. You missed all the, well, you didn't miss it because I'm sure you know about it. But all the stuff that was going on here, wow, bipartisan deal. Now the president just has to sign it. Is this a good deal? Is this really a bipartisan deal? What, you know, you were in Congress. What's your impression?
I was in Congress with the same players that are doing it. Look, Paul Ryan is saving the Republican Party from eating itself alive is what he's done. He ran for vice president. He's the budget guy. He did a deal with Democratic Senator Patty Murray, and they've done a deal. And the deal, this is not a finished budget with details, but it's agreeing to not shut things down, and it's agreeing to actually sitting down and disagreeing. It's agreeing to disagree on some issues. So I think it's a psychological thing almost where the Republicans are saying, okay, we're going to get along. Now, the Democratic side's smart, too, because, look, after a while, people start to you know, they can't stand the whole Congress, no matter which party it is. So I think this was just to kind of calm things down, put the shutdown away, and start to work on a budget. Now, people will speculate, frankly, that, well, you know, this means the showdown's coming on the debt ceiling. No way. No way. That's not going to happen. They'll raise the debt ceiling. They can't have another showdown.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah. Who do you think comes out better in this? Who gets the high marks for what happened here?
Well, low mark is the Speaker, John Boehner. High mark is Paul Ryan and Patty Murray. They get the high marks. The president's not going to give as much credit because it was Murray and, look, Murray and Ryan privately sitting, frankly, the two of them in a room having some breakfast, and that's who's going to get the high marks, those two.
Yeah. When you look at this past year, Bob, if you had to give a grade, and, you know, very few laws were passed, there were all kinds of things that happened and didn't happen as far as Congress is concerned, what kind of grade on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, would you give Congress this past year?
Some people would say not passing laws is a 10. That should be a 10. I would give the Republicans a 2, and I'd put the Democrats maybe at 3.5 or 4, the Democratic side, but it was a bad year. Overall, I'd have to honestly give a 1 or a 2. Horrible.
When you see this and constantly we're talking about can't they get along and we need to, I mean, this is what you hear when you do a talk show. We need to get new people in. You'll see, wait till the midterm elections. But that's what always is discussed. You can go back in history. You know this. And from the beginning, from the founding fathers, as soon as the government started, when there were problems, everybody looked to some of the things that happened in Congress. But you've been in the middle of the works. You know what happens there. Is this the worst you've seen it?
Oh, it is. I mean, I was there with Gingrich and Clinton.
Wow.
And they had a remarkable working relationship when you look at President Obama and John Boehner. And I think Boehner is going to go down as one of the worst speakers in American history, honestly. And he's an Ohioan, you know, and I've known him 30 years, but he's going to go down horribly. I mean, he loses above anybody on this whole thing. And it's just because he tried to, you know, when you're driving the bus, if you constantly look back at the passengers, you're going to wreck. And that's what he's done. So I think he comes out worse. But this is, I believe, for my entire time in politics since the 70s, this takes the cake of kind of really idiotic statements and lack of action on the part of many.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's okay. They're all right.
Yeah, otherwise, I'll go golfing with them, even though I don't golf.
Having served there, it's so disappointing knowing the flavor of people. And you still got great people that stand out there, don't get me wrong. But, man, from the top leadership level, it's a rough way to go. People are pretty unhappy in the country.
Yeah, no kidding. NSA, overreach, not overreach? Think this goes up to the Supreme Court when we're talking about the metadata stuff?
Well, I think, you know, there's recommendations coming out of that board. And, of course, there's the lawsuit on the president.
Right.
And let's see what happens on that. But there's some recommendations that have come out of a non-political board of, you know, security people, lawyers and scientists, et cetera. And I think the Congress and the president really need to latch on to that. Maybe it will avert some future lawsuits. They really need to make some type of oversight change so we just don't mine every single thing said on planet Earth.
Yeah, no kidding. It's so much data. It's crazy. Oh. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Great New Year.
You too.
I hope our paths cross again in
we'll
2014.
India. We'll take you there.
I love it. I want to go to India with you.
Right.
Bob Ney, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I know you're out there part of the Christmas package race of 2013. He who has the most packages is the winner of Search and Destroy. I mentioned this already, it seems like 7 or 8 times this week, but I finally figured it out. You know why it is so jammed at the strip malls and the other giant mega malls and everything else? It's because we lost time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We lost 8 days. So it's the story of the lost 8 days. 8 shopping days went missing, and that led to the mighty crowds, the final tsunami here as we get closer to the day where many people celebrate with presents underneath the tree. So it is a good time to catch a movie. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews. That's coming up in our fourth hour of America Tonight. And there are a lot of good movies that are coming out, or they look good anyway, by some of what I've read, little snippets I've been sent, that kind of thing. And I actually caught a movie in between sleeping and the show. So check this out. Here's my mini preview. Go see American Hustle. It is brilliant, especially when you talk about politics, because there is a political bent to American Hustle. And in fact, really, that's what it's about. I don't want to spoil the whole movie for you, but it basically is the story of Irving Rosenfeld, who was
a conniving, hustling kind of guy who got along, who duped a lot of people, but finally got along with an FBI agent who was going to bust him, and so he actually brought down some of the dirty politicians that were part of trying to raise up the money for Atlantic City. And this movie is just so brilliant. Jennifer Lawrence, and like I said, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but Jennifer Lawrence has a role in this, and that there is the most hilarious scene with Jennifer Lawrence where she's like the Italian New Jersey newbie housewife young back in the day in the 70s, and she is dancing and cleaning to the song Live and Let Die. And I think it's one of the best scenes in the movie. So the cast has Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Jennifer Lawrence. My cheap movie review for 2013, this is hands down the best movie that I've seen. Hands down the best one. I would recommend it for all you political junkies out there. There's a political bent to it. It makes sense. It's funny. There's a whole theme of the 70s that I think will really, really pull you in. Well, this isn't about film or fantasy or life imitating art. Instead, it's about deadlines as we jump back into the real world and we get away from the big movie screen. The Obama administration Thursday night abruptly decided to let people whose insurance was canceled under Obamacare, get this, to buy bare bones plans or even avoid the requirement that most Americans have health coverage. I'm not kidding you. What a surprise. This is 4 days before the December 23rd deadline for the people who have to choose coverage that would, of course, kick in January 1st. They don't have to do it now. So the whole last-minute change is crazy, by the way. It means in the insurance world, there's massive instability. And there's confusion for a lot of people. There's a lot of confusion. I happened to catch a little clip of this on the Washington Post, is how I actually first found out about it. I mean, this is a very, very big story, because you might need clarification on what the law is stating now. Senator Mark Warner, Mary Landrieu, Tim Kaine, Heidi Heitkamp, a whole bunch of Democrats. That policy was laid out in a letter to those senators who asked 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to clarify whether those who had their plans canceled could qualify for the exemption. So how about that? And see, some of the people I mentioned, of course, they have tough re-election roads to walk down. And they know it. They know their constituents are furious. If they don't do something, there's a great chance they won't be re-elected, even if they're liked. So they're dumping that. If you've been notified that your policy won't be renewed, and I know there are people in this audience because you've called me, you will be eligible. It will not be renewed. Your individual market policy won't be renewed. You will be eligible for a hardship exemption, and you're going to be able to enroll in catastrophic coverage, which is big. Because so here's the thing. If your policy was going to quadruple, which some of you said, your premiums, and then ultimately the coverage was going to be so high, meaning the deductible. So high premium, high deductible. If now you get catastrophic coverage, depending on where you are in your life, then something happens. I mean, even a broken arm, broken nose, whatever, you could be covered through the catastrophic insurance part of that. And then you'd have to pay for office visits and everything if you went to go get blood taken or that kind of thing. But you wouldn't be stuck for the giant bills that freak people out, and they should, because they go bankrupt over it. So this is a huge
flare that has been sent up in the air across America that I think a lot of people, you might be hearing this for the first time, because insurers have been dropping an incredible load on many people when they go to their mailbox and they get the cancellation notice. Some of them are even shocked. But then when they figure out they got a shop, it's canceled, it's costing them so much more money, the bigger premiums just don't fly when you're living check to check. Or even if you're not living check to check, if you're shaving it close, it's not working. The complaints. See, this is why I always say there is power in numbers. There were so many complaints that the president gypped us because he reneged on his promise that people could keep their plans. And remember, then the president apologized a month ago and said that insurance companies could continue for another year to offer health plans for individuals, small businesses, all that kind of stuff, that don't meet the standards. This was a good way around it. It's probably a smart thing because catastrophic coverage is different, and there could have been some serious problems depending on ailments people might have had when they're out there shopping for another policy. So Kathleen Sebelius said the goal of the new policy change was to ensure the smoothest possible transition for people trying to get new coverage after they had their policies canceled. This is healthcare as you go. People are complaining. I need to do something about it. I got to do something about it. We're going to have to change this on the fly. So let's do it. If we have to change it, let's do it. Sadly, this is where we're at. And I say this as well when we're on the show. How many people, if you are asked, if somebody came up to you with a microphone on the street and said, hey, can I ask you a question? And you say, yeah. You don't say, what's it about? You just say, yeah. So now the microphone, the camera's on. And they ask, which, do you think there should be affordable health care? Who isn't going to say that there should be affordable health care? The problem is, it's not affordable. And they know it. So it's not flying. And that's why the big change in this policy, realizing that it's just not working for people because they're panicked, they don't know what to do. When they have even a family, let's say, to insure, or it's a couple, whatever. They haven't gone without health care coverage, and now they can't afford it because of the doubling or tripling of the premiums. So this is big, that here we go again with another big change. And I think it'll probably confuse people. It used to be that you could buy catastrophic or bare bones coverage, but only to people under 30. Now it's across the board, so how about that huge change? Hey, if you want to chip in on this healthcare du jour, you can, 855-266-5283-855.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's pretty concerning, I guess, that it would happen at such a big place like Target.
It's pretty crazy. I'll have to monitor my bank account.
They're just the security risks that come along with having a card.
Well, it does seem like these breaches are getting more and more common.
Things like this happen, and I'm sure they'll take care of it.
All right, so Target, a massive credit card breach. You could hear the people there kind of taking it on the chin. I like the last, I'm sure they'll deal with it. I don't know that I would react so calmly, but there was a huge break in the system, kind of that security 1-2 punch with the hackers. Boy, these hackers, man, they are get clever and more and more clever every single day. That's why McAfee and Norton and all the security companies, they try to hire the best people that they can because they are constantly trying to knock down and stop things that are coming through. So what this one is, the hackers hit the bullseye in this one. They not only was the digital heist huge because it was up to 40 million consumers that might have had their information stolen, but the difficulty shows that they're raising the game every single moment in this push back and forth between the people who own the stores, the big stores, the merchants, the small stores, anyone, and the criminals. And it affected people who shopped at Target between Black Friday, which would be a ton of people. They were open round the clock. In my neighborhood, they were practically giving away big, giant, flat-screen TVs. So between November 27th and December 15th, and this is brutal. It's brutal for all the people who are worried about their info, because you know this, if you've ever been a victim of a security hack like that, man, somebody gets into your personal information. We've had Robert Siciliano on. He's the head dude at McAfee. He's helping McAfee a ton. They were, you know, relying on him, and he was out there speaking about it and whatnot. You see him all over the tube. He's a friend of the show, and I think he's great because he just tells you like it is. I mean, you got to be so careful with passwords and everything else. But in this case, I mean, this is strictly cracking into Target's info and being able to get your accounts, and that is frightening. Your name, your account number, the expiration date, that is killer. And they start sifting through that so quickly, and good luck trying to get out of it. Oh, it's awful when that happens. So the customer's information, and this is what they believe, was probably sent directly from the store, whatever store you were at, from those mounted cash registers right to the hackers. And that's malware. That would have to be a malware thing. So point of sale, that's the worst. Because how are you going to come back with that? I mean, right then and there, they get you. So that affects a lot of people across the board. Boy, does not make you feel comfortable. Does not make you feel like you're protected. And when, you know, when your information, when that happens, and then you've got to get back on track, it is more than a hassle. It is more than a hassle. And they're saying that the company knew of the breach as of December 15th, because there was some conflict on this. When did they know about the credit card hackers? When did they know this was happening? And now we've had debit card hacks, and that would be part of this too. So a lot of times they're taking credit card numbers, and then they're selling them off, and they believe that's part of what happened here on the black market. I mean, that's a giant, giant revenue source for these bottom feeders who are like the Grinch who stole Christmas, multiplied across a whole bunch of different platforms. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. If you want to join the conversation, you know how we roll here. We're mixing in a whole bunch of different things. After all, I believe that we won't admit it, but we all have some form of ADD. Do you know that according to the BBC, the average attention span for all of us on the planet Earth is 8 seconds? So give me your 8 seconds, 855-266-5283. David in California. How you doing, David?
Oh, howdy, Kate. Let's see. What was I talking about again?
You forgot?
It's funny you mentioned that. I used to live in Missouri, and where the difference between a wasp and a hornet is about 7 seconds. I think the reason why hornets are considered more hazardous is because they'll stay angry for about 15 seconds, while a wasp will only be angry for about 7 seconds. So that's, if you can just stay calm for that extra 7 seconds, you can just evade their problems. They'll buzz around, and if they don't sting you in 7 seconds or 15, you're all right.
And, you know, I love it.
Yeah, you know what I was interested in, though? I heard you talking about the healthcare issue. I wanted to be a doctor when I was young, and so I studied the Hippocratic Oath and the ethics of medicine. And in the history, Hippocrates, of course, was the famous physician of a few thousand years ago that basically set the standard for medicine. And in doing so, he set this idea that in order to be an honest physician, you were going to get some respect in the community because of your healing abilities, but you could not take on attributes. You couldn't be a con artist. You couldn't be a money grubber. You couldn't be a if you read the original Hippocratic Oath, it makes it plain that in order to maintain the profession with honor, you've got to live up to certain standards. And one of those was that if a person approached you asking for help, you could not ask for money before you healed them. You had to treat them first and then deal with money later. And that made sure that there were no epidemics. And that's where this this whole issue of healthcare in the last 20 years has been really raped by this idea that the HMOs are going to demand money up front, and if they don't get it, then they're not going to treat you, and they will not allow you to approach the doctor unless you get money up front. And so this whole idea of whether or not it's the situation of what Congress was fighting over, which became Obamacare, or all the way back to Hillary Care, which was more of the same.
Yeah, it was.
And the thing that bugs me about it is, if you know about foreclosures in America, the greatest cause of foreclosures in America was medical costs, that they were going to demand so much money up front, that the HMOs were going to dun you and just hit you with price spiraling and $10 aspirins and $4,000 bedpans, that you wouldn't be able to survive it and you'd end up losing your home. And so when you look at it as a land grab, that so much of America has been lost, the farms, the homes, the apartments, the condos have all been lost to these con artists who are pretending to be doctors. And, you know, you hear about this concept of death panels and whatnot, that basically the HMOs are the death panels. They're the ones that say that you're not even going to be able to approach a doctor unless you pay up front. And it's been that way for 20 or 30 years. And so I don't know if you're a fan of Michael Moore, but he put together one of these movies about 5 years ago called Sicko.
I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that was profound about it was that it wasn't poor people that he was talking about. It was middle class and upper class.
Yeah, yeah.
That were paying good. Yeah, they were paying into insurance policies for years. They thought they had good coverage, and they were totally screwed. And so the real point of it is to really get the medical schools back in line, because the medical schools have now been taken over by these rotten HMOs. They're putting huge amounts of money into turning the med schools into these money-grubbing doctors that'll just toe the line, and that the honest doctors, you know, there's a psychological bent for an honest doctor. A person that's really interested in healing is going to be, they're not going to be a money grubber. They're genuinely a kind of a curious person that has a bent for listening to people and determining what their, you know, the nature of their life is, and then healing them. And those people are being locked out of the med schools because they're not making money for the HMOs. You know, somebody that sits down with a patient.
That's
for
so
more
sad.
Than, yeah, I mean, somebody that sits down with a patient for 20 minutes to figure out what's going on in their life is too expensive for the HMOs, and they'll throw them out in a heartbeat.
You know what? I have a doctor like that. He is awesome, but he doesn't care. He goes against the grain. But he's unique. And sure, you're right. For the most part, you're not getting that because he refuses to do that. So that goes to my point that I'm always saying, David, and you're just echoing the same thing. You're absolutely right. Is how can, you know, it's not an exact science, obviously. And if you don't know the person's body and you don't feel comfortable with your doctor, there may be things you'll miss just because part of it is guessing when things are wrong with somebody, even with the great technology or whatever. And we know with cancers and everything that the faster you catch something, the better. But how can you catch something? Thanks, David. How can you catch something when, for goodness sake, like David's saying, you're really not spending time with the patient? So a lot of times you have a doctor that just looks at the chart and says, oh, yeah, terrific. And they have, you know, three different people that are looking at you other than the doctor himself. And that's scary. I don't know. There's just something not comforting in that. And listen, I know there are great assistants, and I know there are great what they call fellows. But the idea of the doctor that you went to see, he was the person you went to, or she was the person that you went to, and they knew, they had your charts, they got it. It wasn't starting from scratch every single time. And unfortunately, that's where we're headed because of how gunked up the medical world is right now. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Going up into the fourth lane. She's across the board taking all the lanes, isn't she? I bet you for the Super Bowl, she's got one incredible GoDaddy ad, because it's been now maybe 3 years that she's done the GoDaddy stuff, and who knows who else will be with her, but I have a feeling that that's going to be one of those ads, because, you know, purchasing any kind of ad time in the Super Bowl, you are writing a very, very big check. Very, very big check. What do you think it's like to say no to $140 million? Anybody out there ever say no to $140 million? If you could see me, and some of you can, I raise my hand. So, I'm just throwing this in as an aside, because we had the Mega Million winners. There was two, one in Georgia and one in California. We had somebody who won the man with the opera hat, the Picasso, that went up
is part of an auction, and he was a guy from the United States that just took a chance on one ticket, and he says he's going to hang it in his living room. And, you know, it's as we're getting closer to the end of the year and people are spending all this money on Christmas, it's interesting when you have an athlete who can say, nah, I don't think so. $140 million, that's just, nah, I don't think so. You know who it is? It's Shin Shu Chu. Isn't that a great, memorable name? Shin Shu Chu. He rejected it. Yeah. That was the offering that he was getting from the New York Yankees. So he decided that that's not enough money. His agent is a famous guy in the baseball world. His name is Scott Boras. And he asked for more money. He wanted more money, at least $153 million over 7 years. I'll take your $140, and if you'll just raise it another $13 million, I might consider it. But be careful with that, because sometimes they don't come back after all. Especially if other people are offered up that are a little bit higher on the block than Shin Chu. I love that name. Memorable name. But 140? Nah, no thanks. I don't think so. And he's a guy that, looking at him, he's a guy who is worth bigger money. But I guess they decided he wasn't worth quite that much. So we go from rejections of an athlete to listen to what we talked about on this show. Talked about health care. Talked about the Target hack, which is awful for anybody who's going to have to undo that right at the point of sale, which is scary because the hackers are getting better and better and better. And you might think that you're not going to be hacked into, but do you ever use a debit card? Do you ever use a credit card, even once in a while? And then here's this big bombshell I saved for last. The Danica Patrick turn of this hour of America tonight. So you know that e-cigarettes are big. I'm starting to see signs. No e-cigarettes. I've seen that in a few places. New York City banned indoor use of e-cigarettes. A lot of places were saying, hey, no harm, no foul. Nobody was complaining about the vapors. So a lot of the restaurants, some of the bars were cool with vaping. Not so fast, because the city council approved a law, or legislation anyway, that would ban the use of those e-cigarettes in indoor public spaces where smoking is already banned anyway, and that's all of New York City. I mean, think of e-cigarettes. I think I see Jenny McCarthy on television ads for e-cigarettes. They're everywhere. All kinds of celebrities are endorsing the different flavors, and this is a lot of people are talking about how this is a way to quit smoking because they're doing the vaping instead of actually doing the smoking where the nicotine would be thicker doing it that way. Although I've read accounts to the fact that that's not 100% sure that, in fact, vaping is still, you still have some tobacco with that. So don't be so sure you're getting away from what you were trying to get away with by smoking cigarettes, by smoking the e-cigarettes. But regardless, New York City, where you just never know what they're gonna take away from you. Give me your giant sodas. Give me your big-time snacks. And no more e-cigarette smoking inside some of these buildings and some of these restaurants where they were letting people do it. They're saying, no, In New York, that's where it happens. It's a ripple effect. It starts in New York, and then it ripples down to some of those nooks and crannies where you might hail from. And it's partly because I think of the taxation on nicotine, which is why so many people would run to the Indian casinos and get cartons of cigarettes when I lived in New York, because it was cheaper. Didn't have the big cigarette tax to pay.
so you got them cheaper. And since I don't smoke, I can't even tell you. Can anyone tell me what a carton of cigarettes is now? I mean, it's got to be some crazy amount of money. And that was another thing that people were doing. They were turning to e-cigarettes because they were cheaper in some cases. I guess it's all relative, right? You hear secondhand smoke and then vaping and, of course, regular cigarette smoking. And there used to be a song, and I want to say it was Adrian Belew that sang it. It was Everything Gives You Cancer. And sadly, it seems like every day there are new warnings that come out, but sometimes they reverse those warnings. Clearly, cigarettes are not great for your health, and there are warnings on packages, and that's why it was taken out of many of the advertising memes, and you're not seeing that. But now you got the evil twin, the vaping, that nobody's quite sure if it's... Is it better for you? Yeah, maybe. But there are things in it that can do just as much damage, according to some doctors. I mean, the jury's still out on a lot of that. Definitely. And finally, we end with one more thought. One more thought. We got the taillights on for this one anyway. And I'm going to end with jumping from the e-cigarette ban to the fact that Florida rejected a request to install, you ready for this, a satanic display. They said, no, they're not going to do it. This was something, they said yes to a nativity scene. And even a chair holding a fake pile of pasta with eyeballs. And so the church of the flying spaghetti monster and that kind of stuff. But they won't do it for Satan. The Department of Management Services emailed the Satanic Temple on Wednesday, telling the group that its proposed display of an angel falling from heaven into an open fire was grossly offensive. During the holiday season, lots of groups have been allowed to put up displays in the State House Rotunda because it's considered to be a public forum, but they said no. Okay for the fake spaghetti and the proverb, the Festivus pole, nativity scene, but no to the satanic display. Good for them. Wonder if they're lawyering up and they're hoping that the ACLU will get involved and that maybe they'll get their way somehow. Or is it just too darn close to Christmas? I hope so. Any thoughts on the show? You can email us, of course. Comments, questions, recipes. All welcome here. AmericaTonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.